All right.
She's gonna be here tonight. Major prayer.
Last is hard. I'm glad I'm saved. Yeah.
Amen.
I really am. I'm glad that the Lord lives within. I don't know what we'd do without Him. Doc, you just bear with us.
As you know,
in the first chapter, first verse, St. John's Gospel, very familiar scripture. Now, I don't know how far we read, but I want to just get out of the way tonight.
Bless Him.
Let the Lord move in, and Lord only knows that I ain't got nothing playing. Anything I could conjure up, it wouldn't be worth hearing.
That's right.
But the Lord is real tonight, and I'm glad to be serving one that I know that He lives within me. In the first verse, the Bible said, "In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of man. And the light shined in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. There was a man sent from God, whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light. That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world."
Amen.
"He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He come to his own, and his own received him not. But as many as received him, to them give he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, or of the will of the flesh, or of the will of man, but of God."
Yes.
"The Word was in the beginning with God." I've been tempted by the tempter since I got on this highway. I've seen so many people yield to sin and fall away. But Jesus said, "I'll make the way, no harm shall come to you. Thank God for the Holy Ghost that dwells in my heart."
Yes, that's right.
He's real, he's real, I know he's real, I feel him in my soul. He's real, oh yes, he's real, for he washed, made me whole. No power on earth can conquer us,
that's right,
good and true. For the Savior who created us will lead us safely through. When Paul and Silas were sown in jail by the hand of mortal man, they worried not to deliver them. They was on the Savior's hand.
Yes, say that.
They prayed a prayer of faith that night. God's power shook that way. The same God who delivered them will do the same today.
Amen.
He's real, he's real, I know he's real, I feel him in my soul. He's real, he's real, yes, he's real, for he works to make me whole. No power on earth can conquer us, that we live good and true. For the Savior who created us will lead us safely.
I
have stood and watched the raindrops fall to the earth to cool the day. I've seen the shiny rainbow drive the stormy clouds away. There was a storm within my life, the way was dark and drear. But I met a man called Jesus, now the way is bright and clear.
God.
He's real, I know. He's real, I feel him in my soul. He's real, Lord, yes, he's real. For he wants to make me whole. No fire on earth can conquer us if we live it in truth. For the Savior who created us will lead us safely through. And Jesus was in the beginning. Whenever the world was made, he was with God. And you know, the Bible said that he was come in the flesh. And walk among men. And there's been trouble and trials ever since. There was the beginning of time. And you know this word which Tim was talking about last night. You know he had overcome the flood. Whenever the world was destroyed, the world, he overcome the flood. He had overcome Sodom and Gomorrah. Brother, listen, in the word tonight, it's real and it's powerful. Tonight it is sharper than any two-edged sword. I can see the Bible said in that Isaiah 55th chapter, I believe the 10th verse, the Bible said as the rain come down from heaven and the snow, it brought water and watered the earth. I hit that tonight and it caught rain. The bud and it gives a seed to the sower and bread to the eater. Tonight he said, and so shall my word be that shall go out of my mouth. It shall not return unto me void. I'm so glad tonight that word, our brother, it endeared death, hell, and the grave. On the third day, it come forth. Our brother, listen, I can see how he told his disciples, he said, now boys, I go back to Jerusalem. I go to the upper room. You stay there. I don't get out and get entangled. I with the wilds of the world. Brother, listen, and you shall be endeared. I with fire from on high. I want to tell you today, whenever they went, and whenever the Holy Ghost power, I come as a mighty rushing wind. I'm real listening, and I can see, I lit an everlasting flame the precious word of God. I listen, the Holy Ghost, that would dwell among men, and there's never been a time that we've had a shortage on the power of God. I listen, I get endeared. I said, it endeared everything that you read about in the history books. The word of God, it was with God in the beginning. And God so loved me in you that he sent his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him, I shall have everlasting life. Brother, I'm glad that this light shining in darkness. Yes. Listen, and a heart I still was seeing is darker than a thousand midnights. I'm going to tell you tonight that the darkness comfort. And it is not. It's church.
Yeah.
I'm here to tell you tonight, the light of the Lord is a searching for you sinner, and whosoever I will see the light and turn from his ways. I can become the Son of God. He will give them a power to become the Son of God. Well, we have to come forth to help.
Amen.
Listen. Now, whenever they set a torch out of the Holy Ghost, I listened in the Word. It was light. I listened, eternal light of flame. Them apostles, they took it. I just as far as they could go. But one day, they had to lay it down. Brother, listen. and all of turmoil that you read about, that the world was in, it endeared the turmoil of the world tonight, and the affliction that they had to go through.
Amen, Father. Yes.
Listen, I'm going to have to slow down. But I thank God tonight. Now this word tonight, the Bible said was in the beginning. Jesus said, I'm going to go with you.
Yes.
I'll never leave you. I'll never forsaken you. I'm going with you all the way under the end of the world. And listen, the world, I might as well get news to this thing. Listen, they can take prayer out of school. They can't take the word out of the mouth and the heart. Young boys and girls who have been taught at home to fear God. Brother, I'm glad that he said, I will go with you.
That's right.
Oh, what? Well, I say, one of them old apostles, they latched on to the word of God, and it's seen of them through trouble and through trial. Listen, tonight I can see a man that called Philip. Listen, he latched on to the word of God, and there in the time when Saul I would breathe it out, threatening and slaughter against the church, he would drag them to Jerusalem and make an example out of them. Brother, listen, he went down to the city of Smyrna. What did he do? He preached Jesus.
Right.
Amen.
Preached him alive.
Yes.
And the glory.
Amen.
And boys, you talk about a lot of the Lord searching for them sinners. Listen, the Bible said during all the turmoil that they was going through, it was a dangerous time. It was a dangerous place. Listen, the Lord said, I will go with you. The whole city accepted the word of God. Brother, listen, and it brought them out of bondage of the sin that was living in. Not only that, listen, I can see, I read, a very sad thing, a very sad story in the Bible.
That's true, brother.
Boy, listen, old Stephen, you feel the Holy Ghost. He had the word. What more do you want?
Yes, amen.
He didn't need a sword. He didn't need a shotgun. I just needed the word of God in his heart. And then he began to preach to them the saving grace of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Being filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
Amen.
As them rocks begin to bounce off of him. Listen. 4 years later, he'd rather be. He didn't want to go nowhere. Because he was in the presence of the Lord.
Right.
This word that was in the beginning, I was God. I brother, listen, I that shined in darkness. It was there on the day whenever Stephen, he was knelt down. He lifted up his eyes in the heavens. I don't tell me that God ain't real. I don't tell me. I listen, that God don't care for his people.
Amen.
The heavens opened up to Stephen. Stephen only. Boy, he said, I can see Jesus.
Yeah.
Right then. That's right.
Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Oh, I've got a longing to go there.
Yes.
This troublesome world, they won't listen to the word. I bother, they won't listen to nothing. I tell them, I'm on my way. I'm coming home. Brother, listen, and whenever he said, Father, he had a chance to pray the last time.
Yeah.
He said, Father, lay not these sins to their charge. With a heart of love, willing to forgive the people that was killing him. Man, listen. Ain't no wonder that our Jesus stood up. I listen, I don't know how close. How he come. I'd have fallen in the end of the line. I because who he loved. I was suffering. I death.
Yeah.
But you know what? You sing down to the town short time. Right. Mean you're lost in a world in darkness, darker than thousand midnights. And was under the clutches of sin. Boy, I'm glad how that the light of the Lord, I just searched for this sinner. I had found him one night, and he called me out of darkness and established my goings. Jesus said, I am he.
Yeah.
I was dead, but now I'm alive forevermore.
Yeah.
Come on home. In dear affliction. We think we have trouble down here. And let me tell you, as we read, listen to news, and all this stuff, it's just, it's at the hands of Satan. And they're going to persecute you. They're going to try to kill you, and maybe will. Yeah, maybe will. But think about Stephen. In there. I'm satisfied. I'm this man. If they just said, well, maybe I was wrong. Maybe I better back up on what I was telling you all. And I would just give in. And a little, if you'll save my life, I'd have probably sent him home. He would bow. Bless you. He wouldn't bend.
Bless him.
My.
Thank God.
He's in Jesus.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yes, amen.
He's in Jesus. In trouble. Trouble. What Daniel say? He said, you'll have trouble such as never been before. And we're hunkered down into it, and we'll allow our hearts to think about it.
Try. That's
oh! Right. It may come in another 100, 1,000 years, and I feel sorry for them people. Brother, listen, I'm telling you today how we got persecution on every hand. The devil is like a roaring lion. I'm persecuting. I'm burning everyone that he can.
Yeah.
Right, brother.
So we were not born by the will of man.
That's right.
No. We were not born by the will of the flesh.
Yeah.
There was nobody could save me. Hallelujah. Think of my take away from me.
That's right.
And I don't have to do no great big thing or be somebody special. I'm just me saved by the grace of God. Brother, listen, I'm here to tell you tonight. Persecution is on its way. Stephen. You ever read a story about Stephen? His heartbreaking, wasn't it?
Yes, it was.
Huh?
But glory to God. Amen.
Can we say, oh Lord, how could I endure something like that? I couldn't endure it if Jesus didn't go with me.
Amen.
Yeah, I couldn't endure. But you know, I believe that in angels that gathered around Stephen. Man, whenever he prayed, Father, lay not these sins to their charge. I believe in that down, went off to sleep and went on heaven. Praise the Lamb of God. Tonight, I may never, ever get to preach to you no more. But trouble is on its way. The destroyer of the Gentiles is on his way. That's what the book said, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And he's already here. Not on his way, he's here.
That's the word, brother.
All about, all around us. And you are liable. I hear all kinds of trouble and trials. Preacher, you're scaring me to death. Brother, listen, I will scare the devil out of you if I can.
Amen. Yes.
This is important.
Right, brother.
This is serious.
Yes.
You think Stephen could have withstood
no
endured a dabbling in sin.
No.
God will give you certain things in life, but then He won't take them away from you. He won't get you in the middle of the creek and run off and leave you.
That's right.
As people do today.
Yeah.
They go with you so far. And they see something, and they all say, brother, I that's pleasant to the eye, I'm more desirable, I than what you got, and they will take off.
Yep.
Good church members. Good, aren't you? That son, oh, how I love Jesus. I'm so troubled. And oh, I came to you. You know what the thing is, the theme is now? How that Jesus knows my heart. Boy, yeah. He sure does. The good or bad, He knows it. And we got sin in our life. I don't look for Jesus. I do look for a man. I don't look for him having horns and bob or tail.
Now,
could be more beautiful, deceiving thing that you have ever seen, and He will deceive the very elect if He can. What are you saying, preacher? It's time, it's high time to get on the straight and narrow path that leads from us to glory.
Amen.
Praise the Lamb of God. You happy you're saved?
Amen.
Hallelujah. When I opened up the screen, I had no idea where I was going. I had no man. He's saying, if you don't know where you're going, I just sang a song. I give the Lord a little bit of time, and He will show up.
Amen. Right on time.
Bless the Lord.
I had no idea.
Yeah.
That I was going to sing. No, I don't sing. No. I don't do nothing much if I get out of it. So my heart starts feeling good. And the Lord said, I take my word and spread it. I tell them that the end is coming. There's a coming a day that we're going to die. It's appointed to every man I wants to die. And then this is the judgment.
Amen.
Through the door of death, it's too late to pray.
Right.
And who knows what day or what hour we'll go through the doorway of death. It's sad. But you know what? There's all joy in serving God.
Yes.
There's persecution. There's trouble on every hand.
Amen.
People talk about you, how they will call you, how their friend, and they love you, more than anything in this world. I give them a change.
Mom. Yeah.
Let me pray. I don't know what's going to happen to our nation. Yeah, I do. The devil is going to destroy it. It's sad. There ain't nobody on the face of the earth can turn this thing around without the word that was in the beginning.
Amen.
And the word that was in the beginning,
yeah,
He lives in my heart. My brother, yes, He's real. I know He's real. There's not enough of devils in hell to tell me and to make me believe that He's not real. Because He's with me every day. And I find myself asking Him questions. Lord, why do I do this? Now, why shouldn't I have done that? Lord, why did I do that? Yield to the voice of Satan. All Satan needs is one conversation with you.
Amen.
That's right. That is right. In the top 10. You begin to talk back to me. He begins to show you pretty stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Stuff that's desirable. We'll take you to where you don't want to go. We'll bring you back when you're ready. And it'll cost you more than you ever want to pay. But Jesus hung Calvary. He paid a debt I couldn't pay.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I said, he overcome death, hell, and grave.
Yes.
Now, it makes me want to get a little closer to the Lord, don't you?
Amen.
Yeah, but whenever you feel like, did you ever feel like you just kind of threw away? I feel closer to the Lord tonight. I guess I've ever been. It's been a long, long, long time since I sung a song that in the middle of the message. God said, do it. I've heard it. I've done those things. Hey, listen. Why? Because you're really in my life. Yeah, he's really in your life. See, same Jesus can live with us both.
Try, Father.
The Lord is my shepherd. He's your shepherd.
Try.
Hallelujah.
Glory to the Lord.
Brother Eric, get a song. Listen. Listen to me. If you can see yourself drifting too far from the shore, you can't get a prayer through because there's hatred, there's hard feelings, there's trouble somewhere. You want to get rid of it. Boy, right now is a good time to do it.
Right.
There's power here.
Yes.
My word can forgive sin.
Yeah.
I can't forgive you your sin. But I know what it can.
That's right, brother.
His name Jesus.
Yeah.
He come in front of YD1 in the North Town. He said that the mother cuddled him in her arms. And I tell you what. And it would be a good feeling. But having so deep within, the world can't see it, don't know it, can't touch it. That's better than everything.
That's right.
Praise the Lord. Go ahead, Brother Eric.
There are some things.
You need the Lord tonight. You need a closer walk with God.